From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report. For Wednesday, the 4th day of December 2013, I'm Philip Grant. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a special weather statement for northwestern Connecticut, western Massachusetts, east central New York, and southern Vermont, forecasting patchy light freezing drizzle and freezing fog for Wednesday morning. Temperatures will be below freezing. Combined with patchy freezing fog and some light freezing rain or freezing drizzle, there will be the potential for patchy black ice on untreated surfaces. Bridges and overpasses will be the most susceptible. Motorists and pedestrians are urged to use caution on Wednesday morning while traveling. A hazardous weather outlook is also in effect. There is a chance of some light freezing rain across portions of the southern Adirondacks, Lake George region, and further south late Wednesday night. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting patchy and freezing fog before 8 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a high near 43 degrees. For Wednesday night, a chance of showers, mainly after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 34. We'll run down the forecast for the next 3 days in a moment, but first, here's what's in the local news. At the top of the news, the Catskill Town Board cuts personnel and senior center hours. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail. In a cost-cutting effort, the Catskill Town Board has acted on a series of resolutions to reduce 3 full-time positions to part-time, replaced one position with another, and reduced the hours of operation for the town's senior center. The Washington Irving Senior Center will now be open from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. instead of the usual 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. The center will still be open Monday through Friday. The change will be effective on January the 1st. The Senior Center Director position will be reduced from full to part-time as well. Town Supervisor Joseph Leggio said the actions taken were, and I quote, all budgetary, end quote, necessities. The cuts are projected to save the town approximately $32,000. You'll find that full story in the Daily Mail. Further on the Metro North accident story, the union rep says the engineer nodded off. The Associated Press is reporting that the Columbia County man whose speeding commuter train ran off the rails nodded at the controls before the wreck, and by the time he caught himself, it was too late. A union official said on Tuesday, engineer William Rockefeller basically nodded, said the leader of the Rail Employees Union, relating what he said Rockefeller told him. Federal investigators said they will be talking to Rockefeller, who lives in Germantown, and that they would not comment on his level of alertness around the time of the Sunday morning wreck in the Bronx that killed 4 passengers. 2 law enforcement officials said the engineer told police at the scene that his mind was wandering before he realized the train was in trouble, and by then it was too late to do anything about it. A representative from the National Transportation Safety Board said it was too soon to say whether the accident was caused by human error, but he said investigators have found no problem so far with the brakes or signals. You'll find that full Associated Press story in the Daily Freeman. And in our final story, the Public Corruption Commission says that corruption is commonplace in Albany. Thomas Kaplan is reporting in the New York Times that a panel appointed by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo issued its assessment on the state's political culture on Monday, saying it found evidence of probable wrongdoing. The Commission to Investigate Public Corruption also recommended sweeping changes to state elections, ethics, and campaign finance laws. The panel was appointed by Cuomo in July following a series of scandals involving members of the legislature. The report offered a bleak picture of New York's government, describing a political system in Albany where money is dominant and misconduct has become commonplace. Among the recommendations, the commission called for an overhaul of campaign fundraising laws, including further limiting the amount of money that can be contributed and putting in place a system of public financing for elections like the one used in New York City. The commission was led by William J. Fitzpatrick, the Onondaga County District Attorney, Kathleen M. Rice, the Nassau County District Attorney, and Attorney William L. Williams, Jr. That full story you'll find in the New York Times. As for the weather, the National Weather Service is predicting patchy freezing fog before 8 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy, with a temperature high near 43 degrees. For Wednesday night, a chance of showers mainly after 3 a.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 34. The forecast for the next 3 days: on Thursday, a chance of showers, mainly after 2 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 52. Thursday night, rain is likely, cloudy with a low around 41. On Friday, rain likely, cloudy, high near 45 degrees. Friday night, rain, snow, and sleet likely before 1 a.m. Then a chance of rain and snow between 1 a.m. and 2 a.m. Then a chance of all snow after 2 a.m. It'll be cloudy with a low around 30. And for Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 37 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 24. Sunrise today was at 7:08 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:03 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 14 minutes of daylight. That's 1 minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the fourth day of December 2013. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.